Wherever you are in the world, you're with KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM radio station. I'm Jason Feddy. Here we go. There you go. Hello. So, I was just going to continue playing generational alt-rock and just, you know, the mellow part of the morning where we just listen to music and hang out together. And then I look around through the window. There's a lady standing there with a box of chocolates in her hand. And, of course, what are we going to do? They're British chocolates to boot. Quality Street. If you want to convince me of anything, you should bring me a box of Quality Street. She didn't need to bring them, as it happens. Her name is Kim Dunsing, and she came in to tell me a story, and she's here. Hello, Kim.
Hello, thank you for having me.
No, it's a total pleasure. Let me just play this sound effect so people get in the mood. Hang on a sec. If I hit this button here, like this, don't... There we go. Wait. There it is. Okay, it's the sound of a goat. Why are we talking about goats this morning?
Well, we're here to spread awareness about the situation for our local community goat herder, Agutilio Moreno.
Right. Everybody's seen the goats on the hill. The goats keep the vegetation low because you can't get a lawnmower up there
or a tractor.
So we have to do basic ways of keeping, and very clever and brilliant ways of keeping the vegetation low so that, God forbid, there's a fire, it doesn't burn so badly, right, or move so quickly.
Right, so Agutilio moves the herd of goats all around Laguna. They live here full time. He moves them around from place to place, keeping the vegetation low. And he's been here for 20 years, living in a small trailer, you know, moving his little herd of goats around. He gets to go home every 3 years to visit his family.
He's from Peru originally.
He's from Peru.
Yeah.
From Peru. By working here and sacrificing so much, he's been able to put his two twin daughters all the way through university. They've got 2 years left to graduate from university.
Right. It's an amazing story.
First in his family to even graduate from elementary.
And it's not because he's earning a fortune here. It's because education in Peru is cheaper than it is in the United States. Just imagine that for a minute. The way we live here. Imagine moving to a foreign country, never seeing your family, doing what is basically a menial task, looking after animals, and sending your money back to that place and seeing your kids every 3 years. It doesn't even bear thinking about. It's unbelievable, you know. And this guy has sacrificed basically his life and his relationships to raise these two kids. And he saved lives in Laguna Beach. This guy's a total community hero.
He's a total community hero. He works 7 days a week, sun up to sundown.
Yep.
And everybody in Laguna knows Agutilio. He's the most humble, kind soul and has dedicated himself so much to protecting our community and takes his job so seriously.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, he's, you know, it's incredible work that he does. I remember when I moved to Laguna 17 years ago, I lived at the top of High Drive, which is sort of overlooks the Canyon Road, overlooks the if you know it, you know it. It's behind the Pageant of the Masters bowl.
Right.
So, and I remember just one day coming out in the afternoon, into the patio. I've got my little tiny slither of an ocean view, and I just could see, and I was just standing there thinking, what a great day. And I heard what I thought was sheep. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I thought I was going utterly crazy. My roommate, Bob Hawkins, guitarist in town, came home, and I told him about this. And he said, oh, no, it's the goats across the street on the hill, you know, above the art affair.
That's one of his main hubs.
So, it's brilliant. And it's also part of the culture of Laguna, and it adds something special to just to our vibe here, the fact that we've got goats on the hill and not some machine clunking away all day. I don't know. It's very special. And the fact that the guy's got the word goat in his name just rounds it off. I go to you.
I never noticed that in all the years I've known him.
Really? You didn't
That's
get
amazing.
That?
That's amazing. I didn't. I'm so glad you pointed that out.
Before.
That's awesome.
Sound before to me, I had a friend called Dick Turner, and I never got that it was a joke, Dick Turner. As in Turner, you know, I never got it. But it was just Dick Turner, and somebody pointed out to me. I went, wow, okay. Known the guy for 30 years. Never occurred to me. All right, I go to you. Is the name of the guy now. Unfortunately, he's hit upon hard times.
Yeah.
His wife's sick.
His wife is stage 3 breast cancer, and to get medical attention, it's a 14-hour bus ride, and then she has to stay in a hotel because they can't, you know, they don't have health insurance and they can't afford the hospital stay.
Right.
So to get health insurance or health care, she needs to travel to Lima, And her daughters, you know, 2 years left to finish university, they can't leave to take care of their mom. So they're really in some dire straits.
Oh, my God. It's just unimaginable.
Yeah.
It's unimaginable in this day and age.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just by an accident of birth, where they were born in the, you know.
Exactly right.
Geographical thing that happened to them, you know.
Yeah.
So, wow. Well, we've got to help this guy. And it won't be the first time that the people of Laguna have got together to help somebody in their community who's even, I mean, there was a time, and it's a long story, which I'll make very short, but before I had health insurance, I had a medical emergency, and the people of Laguna got together and they paid my bills. They paid my bills.
That's what this community is about, right?
I've never forgotten it, and I've done a lot of work since to try and give back, but it's impossible to give back for something that really could have been life-threatening. And it wasn't a fortune of money, really. You know, it was a few grand. But they did a little gig at the Marine Room and boom, they got the money together. So what do you need for this guy? How can we make this work?
So what we need is to raise enough money that he can go home, be with his wife during this time, pay for her medical expenses, and continue to pay for his daughter's tuition. That's his main focus. He sends his entire salary back so that his daughters can continue school. They've got 2 years left, and both of them will be engineers, which is amazing.
Yeah.
One of them will be a mining engineer. So we need to raise enough money that he can continue putting his daughters through school, care for his wife, and offset the wages that he'll lose while he's gone. So we've set up a GoFundMe site. So if you go to GoFundMe.com, and search on Laguna Beach Gives Back, you'll find his whole story and a place that we can make donations.
Right.
And we have a really generous donor that has come forward. If we raise $3,000 today, this donor will match dollar for dollar up to $3,000. So we're really excited about that.
All right. Well, hopefully, even if you don't, he will. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean?
Oh, that'll happen.
It'll happen anyway.
It'll happen.
All right, well, you can $500 from me right now.
Oh,
right now.
Oh, I love it. I'm going to bring more chocolates.
Yeah, so there you go. It's the most expensive box of chocolates I've ever bought in my life. Well, come on, the guy's got, you know. And these working people, you know, it's typical of a guy that would come here and sacrifice his life to put his kids through college to say that that's his biggest focus when his wife's got cancer. You know, I'm no doubt that they are together on that their most important thing is the kids' education, but we need to make sure that she's okay.
And she actually told him to stay, keep working,
no doubt.
Stay, please stay.
Yeah.
And that's why we've come together, because my husband is a physician, and we actually got the medical records and read the severity of her situation,
right,
that she needs treatment now.
Yeah.
He can't wait, so he needs to go. They need
okay.
to go now.
Well, you know, as I say, I'm putting $500 on a credit card right now, and everybody else should do the same thing. Let's say it again. GoFundMe.com, Laguna Beach Gives Back. GoFundMe.com, Laguna Beach Gives Back to help Agotillo, who's our goat guy in town, just to get through the day while he has to go home and look after his wife, who's got stage 3 breast cancer, 2 kids in college. That's the American dream right there. The guy's been paying taxes in this country for 20 years.
All the way through.
No benefits.
No benefits. No social
way.
Security.
No, nothing. Right.
Nothing.
So there you go. We need to feel the opposite of what we feel right now. We need to feel proud. And the way to feel proud is to go to GoFundMe.com. Laguna Beach Gives Back today to help Agotia. All right. Have I missed anything out, Kim Dunsing,
no,
who came in here?
Thank you so much. Get the word out and put it on Facebook. Like it. Put it out there, Instagram, get it out there. Let the whole community know.
Right. Let's see if we find some. There's some goats. Oh, no, they're chickens.
Close enough.
You can't hear this. There's goats in the background. It's KX93.5. Thank you, Kim.